a piece of information that neither Brian and I knew was going to happen. So the album cracks all the time. When we finish it, it's a surprise. A very, sometimes very pleasant, sometimes we don't.
There's no...
Oh, and then on those particular pieces of information, those two will suffer.
So we don't get to
tell each other what we're doing.
Yes, what is it?
Yes. Also, I'm going to America in a few weeks, and I'm working on Robert Fripp's bridge. He's asked me to do some music. And I'm not involved in show issues at all, in any way, shape, or form. My life, the life that I lead, is incredibly conservative, adventurous, because I travel an awful lot. I don't live anywhere, I don't have the houses I've never had. No, this is the first time I've done this kind of interview for an album. And I must be quite honest, the reason I'm doing it is because I want to give the album every chance that it can get. Because it is only... I didn't know it was going to go gold in 3 days. Oh, he's a bothered. I'm being very honest. I mean, that's why I'm here, to do that. I didn't expect it to be received so enthusiastically.
Well, it's the idea of becoming a machine.
And if one is asked during the course of a day the same question about 10 times, if it's 10 different people, one's very tempted to make up new answers. Because I get very bored very quickly. And I feel a bit like a parrot by about a fifth interview. And something very sort of sterile and sort of rather mouldy by about the tenth interview.
I've never seen
them get on the kids that have been so totally intoxicated by the thing that they live out that thing as their myth. I think you're carrying it a bit far. It doesn't really work like that. And don't tell people it works like that, because it's not that way. I think they... The average rock listener gleans information from records and stage performances of an ethereal nature. One can't put his finger on what that information is, but that's why people go to rock concerts. And I enjoy the process of giving and receiving information, which is what I find.
The influence is only acceptable if it's taken by that person on his own initiative.
No, not influencing in the way that I believe in. But you mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you mean insidious influence, a kind of a creeping influence that makes people unconsciously do things just because I seem to be saying that? No, because there are far too many images for people to be that directly influenced by one given thing. And that's what I'm trying to do with the new music, is find a new language which doesn't that. Doesn't have that kind of image influence.
And think of it as precedent if you intend to with us for September 11th. But I think that's the subject matter that I deal with. Now, the content of it, most of what I write, there's been a continuity of alienation and isolation throughout everything I've written. So if there is one thing that I talk about, it's these slightly negative kinds of thoughts. If anything, that's new album. It's a little less negative than some of the others that I've written. And that's because of my quiet status as well. But the paintings themselves, in some degree, are damaged after the paintings I've cut. And I wanted to illustrate these subtects of the work even being barbarian and philosophical. Non-acceptance of culture or my culture. I wish to destroy everything that we have created to express ourselves. And the three Nathan puts the three books he stacks are very important in as much as the gay science, for instance. By much he was the book in which he said God is dead. Which was a culmination of all the thought of the previous centuries. In the late 19th century, there was people were just aggrandized with their own sense of science and the aftermath of the Enlightenment and how man himself could improve the world. Then, of course, the law experienced things like religion and God is dead. And it led to Einstein's discovery that time and space aren't what we thought they were. And Freud and understanding of another kind of human inside the human. All these things culminated in the idea that everything we knew before was wrong. Everything. So we start out the 20th century with this clean slate. We are not the gods. And the greatest thing that we could do as God during that century was create the bomb. That was what we were going to do. And I think that in itself, in the 50s and 60s, the repercussions of what we have done by standing for this idea of morality and such, creating it all ourselves, so destroyed our fix on what we should be doing in life, that we're still living through that chaos right now. There are no spiritual lives to speak of. There's quasi-religions there, that there is no direct sense of what our purpose is anymore. Now, that may be a good thing, because it may show itself to be that we, in fact, don't have a purpose. Are we big enough and mature enough to exist like that? Are we mature enough to accept that there's no plan, there's no going somewhere, there's no gift of immortality at the end of this, if we evolve? If we evolve, we may never have to die. I mean, that seems to be the reach from the past. Well, maybe we can't live like that. Maybe we have to exist and live on the idea that we have one day at a time to live and to try and do that. Because if we could do that, we may be certain some great thing. None of us know. I mean, we're only of us learning to get old. It's the first time we've ever done it. I'm not doing it again. I guess, you know, people naturally like to make some hierarchical sense of things, so, you know, some of us are doing things about it. I don't know. I mean, I like Teo Pole, I like Michelangelo, Rembrandt, but it doesn't mean that they don't also enjoy and find very sustaining modern artists from this century. I think you have to be equitable. I think you have to have some degree of sharing about the arts. I think you can use the arts. Okay, coming back to rock and roll, I think it's okay to listen to the Beatles, but I think it's also very important to listen to, say, the Streets, brand new band that I'm on the scene right now. Well, we can only learn from our mistakes. Well, I'd like to believe that we can only learn from our mistakes. Oh, I don't really think that will happen.